We've had this chus this year in Yeshiva to study the Degel Machaneh Ephraim each Thursday. And due to the Yom Tov schedule, we're not going to be able to have our regular shir. But I was hoping to still record several pieces of Torah from our Rebbe, from the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, to make sure that we continue to study his beautiful words. So we'll take a look now at two pieces in Parshas Vayelech, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And the first piece begins, Hinei b'parsha zu yesh kama shinuyim. You'll notice that in Parshas Vayelech there are several descriptions of how a Jew travels along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'tchila k'siv Hashem Elokecha hu ha'over lefanecha. First it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing before you, traveling ahead of you. V'acher kach k'siv chizku ve'imtzu Hashem Elokecha hu ha'oleich imach mashma b'shaveh. And then it says that a Jew should strengthen himself as Hashem will travel alongside you. That implies as your equal next to you. V'acher kach eitzel v'yikra Moshe Yoshua. And again, a little bit later, when Moshe calls to Yoshua, again it says, ha'oleich lefanecha. It describes Hashem traveling before, traveling up front once again. V'lo alchinam nishtana halashon gimel pa'amim. And it's not by chance, says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, that the psukim change the location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the travels in this parsha. So the Degel Machaneh Ephraim explains that there's really three ways in which a Jew travels with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from highest to lowest. Yesh lomar bezeh, dine gimel madregos yesh. Hamadrega aleph, the first madrega, hi kishi yizcha shashem hu haholech lefanecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks before you. Yalkut Ruveni in Parshas Noach explains, and it's helpful to understand this piece, Yalkut Ruveni explains in Parshas Noach that when a person is a tzaddik, the Shechina walks before the person, granting the person permission to look towards the Shechina, which is in front of him. When a person is a chote, when a person is a sinner, the Shechina walks behind the person, obscuring the holiness from the view of that individual. So says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, if a person is worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads the way. That Hashem led the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim because of their newfound commitment to Torah and mitzvos, that they were being drawn after the living God, and Klal Yisrael with great courage followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Mitzrayim, clinging as it were to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Or Pnei Melechayim. That is the highest level, that Hashem is up front, and the Jewish people walk, so to speak, in Hashem's footsteps. Hamayla habei is the second madrega. Hi kisha Hashem baruch hu holich imo b'shava, when Hashem walks by your side. Kamo shekasav etzel Noach, shayirak tzadik b'dorosav, es halokim es halich Noach b'shava, that Hashem walked along with Noach. V'lo zachal madrega al Yonah, but Noach was only a relative tzaddik. He wasn't on the level of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu lead the way, walking before him. He shaperish Rashi ve'ilu hayu v'dor sh'avram lo hayu nechshav l'klum. Compared to Avram, who would have walked with the Shechina in a different way, Noach would not have been all that impressive. Obviously, the lowest level, which we don't find in our parsha, thankfully, v'amadrega ha'pachusa shabakulam, the lowest of the three levels, he kisha Hashem yisbarach holech me'acharav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks behind you, again, kemo shekosav al hayam, kishahaya imahem pesal micha, as they were traveling through the Yamsuf, there were individuals who were carrying idolatrous pesal micha, kemo shekosav va'over b'yam tzara, that there was a kitrug against Klal Yisrael at the Yam, v'haya kitrug gadol, and it was a big kitrug, it was a big complaint against the Jewish people. They were being maligned for their Avodah Zarah practices, which apparently escorted some of them out of Mitzrayim. Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah. Right, as we know from the Zohar, from the Gemara, that halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah. The angels claim that the Jews are no better than the Egyptians. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves that presence which was guiding them, Vayisa Amur Ha'anan Mipneyem, Vayelech Me'achareyem. The moving of the pillar of cloud and fire behind the Jewish camp was not merely to protect them, but was actually a way of expressing a disappointment in those Jews who were involved in Avodah Zarah. V'gam atzinu b'feirish b'Torah, and we find similarly in the Torah, v'lo yira b'cha ervas davar v'shav me'acharecha. We find just a few parashios ago in Dvarim Perachav Gimel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to expose his holiness, again as it were, kiviyachol, to any type of ervas davar. that it has to be placed behind so as not to be seen. Hainu shiyashuv milafanecha v'yelech me'acharecha. So with this we understand, with this introduction, that sometimes Hashem leads the way and grants us permission to see the Shekhinah. Sometimes Hashem travels side by side, giving us a peripheral view of the Shekhinah. Sometimes Hashem obscures His presence because we're not worthy of seeing the Shekhinah. With this we can understand the Psukim in our Parsha and Parshas Vayelech. Uvizei yesh lahavin hashinuyim anizkaleel. Tchila kishadiber Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom b'lashud yachid. When HaKadosh Baruch was interacting with Moshe directly, Ksiv Hashem alokecha hu ha-over lifanecha. Ki b'chlal yisob b'vada yesh ish echad prati shu klalus ador. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the all-encompassing leader of the Jewish people, the all-encompassing personality of the generation. And therefore Moshe certainly would be worthy to catch a glimpse of the Shekhinah. Kamo Moshe v'Yoshua, shezochel madrega ha-gadola azos shehashem yeh over lefanav. That's why when it describes Moshe and it describes Yoshua, it talks about the Shekhinah walking up front. Ukeshediber b'nocheach le'rabim, when it speaks to the tzibur at large, chizku ve'imtzu in lashon rabim, ksiv Hashem holech imach, Hashem walks along with you, b'shaveh. Ki lav kol adam zochel madrega gadola azos. Because while individuals will be zochet to see the Shekhinah directly, the tzibur is certainly not, as a whole, always going to be worthy. Not every member of the tzibur is going to be able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, tafas hamadrega habenoni. Therefore, the Torah speaks on the middle level of walking alongside a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a slightly obscured view of Hashem. Va'achar kach eshedibra al Yoshua. And of course, later when it returns to talking about Yoshua, Vayikra Moshe li Yoshua, it says, ha'holech lefanecha. Because Yoshua, as a yachid, again, lefi madregaso, was worthy. Being an all-encompassing soul, a leader of the generation, Yeshua, who would replace Moshe and reflect the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua would be worthy of having the Shekhinah walk before him. Ki hu haya klalus hador, he was again an all-encompassing soul. Vizocha shashem haya over lefanov kanis kalel, Hashem would walk in front of him. Vecheinu b'chol dor v'dor lefi dorshav, the same is true in each generation, in accordance with its leaders. Yesh tzadik shu klal deshal ador. There are tzadikim who are the embodiment of the entire generation. Umisbode tamid b'chadre libo afkesha osikim b'nei beiso b'tzarchi olam haza. And they're constantly with Hashem, even when they seem to be on the surface involved in matters of this world. Hu yachol lizkos l'madrega zu shahashem yiyeh holich lafanav tamid l'hayir lo l'leches yom v'layla b'vodas hakodesh. And that tzadik walks in the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being guided every step of the way. The Hamaskil Yavin, and one of deep understanding, will understand this. And that's why it's so important for us to attach ourselves to the Tzadikei Emes, to find the real Tzadikim, who walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every step of the way. And therefore, if we cling to them, we too will be able to walk in the path of the Shekhinah. The second piece is on the Pasuk of Anochi, Hastir Astir Espanai. Some of the harshest words in the entirety of the Torah. There's a Rashi in the Navi Yeshaya that says, in fact, this is the scariest pasuk of the Torah, the double concealment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And the Degelmachan Ephraim asks a simple question, maybe a question motivated somewhat by the fear that every person who reads this pasuk has, which is, how on earth are we going to survive with a Kadosh Baruch Hu concealing His presence from us? That is our lifeline, that is our chiyus. V'hu l'chor t'miya gedola. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu hide His face from us? How could we be able to survive without that direct connection to Hashem? Our whole existence is dependent on the fact that we're Hashem's children, and a parent can't abandon a child, certainly can't hide oneself from a child. We're dependent on Avinu Shema Shemayim to survive. So he brings a mashal, a mashal that should be familiar to those of us who've been studying the Sefer this year. From the Haftorah and Parshas Kisava, we saw a very similar, a beautiful, lengthy mashal of Baal Shem Tov. The king made what was really nothing other than a trickery, a sorcery. What appeared to be, was a chizas enayim, was a magic trick. What appeared to be tall walls, dividers, blocking people from coming to the palace. V'nistatir shaman, the king hid there, behind the walls. V'asachomos, he made walls, ve'esh, and fires, and naharos, and rivers. It was all b'achiza se'naim, a kol lefnei banav, all to test the children. V'nei mish ha'yachacham, and one who is wise, nasan lev le'davar, eich efshar sha'aviv harachamam, lo yisratzi laharos padov, le'banav yididov. How could it be that a loving father, a god, a king, hides himself from his children, and he realized the whole thing must be a trick? It must be the deception of one's eyes. It must be sleight of hand. It can't be what it really looks like. And that my father, the king, is simply testing me to see if I'm dedicated and willing to try to come to him. But it must be that all the Hester is nothing other than trickery. It's not real. It's all an image, a perception of Hastara. When he started to walk through the river, he saw the river was not a river at all, and the walls were not walls at all, and the fire was not fire at all. But there was a foolish son, who was too afraid to try to climb those walls. And there are some who take somewhat of a middle path. They make it past the water, but they're afraid of the walls, they're afraid of the fire. And the mashal is understood, and the nimshal is easily processed. That there are some individuals who will push through all of the perception of Hastara in this world to come to the Melech, Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some who will go part way. There are some who will be too scared, will be swallowed up by those fears, the Achiza Zeinayim, and won't even begin the journey. One who pushes ahead and works hard and comes all the way to the king, he'll realize that he reaches new heights. By overcoming those fears, by overcoming that anxiety, he's able to recognize Hashem in places that he initially didn't believe Hashem, or in this mashal, the father, the king, could be found. And that's the secret of the pasuk, Va'anochi Oreid Imcha, that Hashem says, I will come down with you into Mitzrayim. Hainu, kishetitein lev, vitavin, sha'afilu bi'arida yesh gam kein anochi. That anochi, the word anochi, which of course represents the anochi Hashem lokecha of Kabbalah Satorah, that anochi eireid imcha, that Hashem says, I will come down with you to Mitzrayim. That anochi, the essence of Hashem, the anochi is found even in the what? In the eireid, even in the yirida. When I seem to be hiding from you and our relationship seems to have a yirida, we seem to be going through a rough patch in our relationship, Hashem says, trust me, it's all the tovascha. It's to help you to realize that even in that place where you thought we couldn't get along, we're actually closer than ever. And that's what it means, va'anochi a'alcha gamalo. I'll go down to Mitzrayim with you, and I'll also come up from there with you. The Anochi is the constant of our lives. Hainu shetizke l'mala yisera. You'll reach new heights. Gam alo. Alcha gam alo. You'll come up and you'll further come up. V'havein, and understand this well, because much of life is filled with struggles where we can give up hope of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we can recognize that Hashem is there in a way that may be different than the way that we're used to experiencing Hashem, and our relationship will be deepened and broadened by that experience. And that's what it means. Hashem ha'holech imcha. Hashem who goes with you tamid. Hashem is always with you. Hein b'yirida, hein b'aliyah. Says the pasuk, lo yarpecha v'lo yazveka. Hashem will never let go of you. Hashem will never abandon you. The Targum translates, lo yish b'kinach v'lo yarchei kinach. Dainu afilu kishinestater lefamim. Even if at times it appears that Hashem is hiding, b'kol makom lo laharchik mimchahu. It's never for the intention of distancing himself from you. It's rather a stepping stone to draw closer to you than ever before. And that's what our pasuk is saying. Va'anochi haster. Hainu kishetitein lev lahavin sha'anochi hu ba'astara. When you realize that the anochi is there with you in the hastara, says the pasuk, va'anochi haster asir. But he reads it as asir. Again, that concealment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Aleph, the master of the world, is there even when Hashem appears to be hiding. Al derech hadasa hi Esther. Hadasa is Esther. What is hadasa? He explains the end of the piece is very deep, but certainly is leading us into the Yom Tov of Sukkot, coming out of the Yom Noram, where sometimes, as much as we're trying to crown Hashem during these days, and as much as dirshu Hashem bihi matzo during these days, we sometimes are so frightened that we feel that Hashem is far from us during these days, God forbid. So we come to the avoda of Sukkot, where we take the Dalad Minim, which are all reminders of our closeness to Hashem. We enter the palace of Hashem, which is the Sukkah. Hadasah hi Esther. That in that Esther, in that Hester Panim, find that Aleph and realize Hadasah. Hadas, he says, is Gematria Chaim with the Kolel. V'hainu sha'oz tucha la'or b'or p'nei melech chayim. Astiras panai. That somehow in that Hastara is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's panai. V'zeh sod Rosh Hashanah v'sukkis. that first it's bekesa liyom chageinu, it's a concealment, but then we take the kesa and we turn it into a sukkah, a place where we are hidden, but hidden from the rest of the world and alone with our beloved Ribono Shel Olam. He says, the sukkah, the esrog, the chayim, that's embodied by the Dalet Minim, lulav, he says, is gematria chayim, hadas is gematria chayim, shezocha leor beor pnei melech chayim. And that's everything we're davening during these days. Hashem, allow us to recognize that when it looks like our relationship is falling apart, it's really just an opportunity to deepen our love and connection to you, to find the Aleph Seser that's hidden in all of that Hastara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to walk with Hashem, as we learned in the first piece, to walk alongside Hashem. Halavai Hashem should want to lead us, allowing us to get an even better view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, and to realize that even in those times of Hester, Anochi Eired Imcha, Hashem says, I'll come down to Mitzrayim with you, and when you come up from that place, it'll be the same Anochi. Anochi A'alcha, I'll go up, Gam Alo, to new heights. And a person should realize that, again, there's never a time where Hashem lets us go. He walks with us, and Lo Yarpecha V'lo Yazveka. Hashem doesn't distance himself from us, but rather hides himself as a means of enhancing our relationship. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us during these days, as we read Parshas Vayelech this Shabbos, we should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be close to us, and it's our job to continue to try, to strive, to search Him out, to seek Him out in those hidden places, and to continue to draw close to Him. Good Shabbos.